From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Alaska Senate plans to vote on a proposed state income tax tomorrow. The bill was waived Wednesday from two committees, one of which had yet to hear it. Senate President Pete Kelly told the Associated Press Tuesday that the Senate will not approve an income tax. Kelly says the Senate has delivered a fiscal solution that does not require taxing working Alaskans and stands by that proposal. An income tax is a key element of the fiscal plan offered by the House majority. Governor Bill Walker also has supported a broad-based tax as part of a plan to help close the state's multi-billion dollar deficit. The Secretary of State is in Fairbanks for a meeting with the world's eight Arctic nations amid concerns about the future of the sensitive region after President Donald Trump called for more oil drilling and development. Rex Tillerson landed on Wednesday afternoon and immediately held a meeting with a congressional delegation as well as Arctic representatives from Alaska's indigenous people. Protesters gathered in a city park nearby. Representative David Eastman has become the first member of the Alaska House to be censured Wednesday. The House voted 25-14 to condemn Eastman for saying some women, including those who live in villages, are glad to become pregnant so they can receive Medicaid-funded travel to have abortions. Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholz says Eastman's comments merited censure. Censure is a formal condemnation but doesn't carry any other repercussions.
When one member of this body brings the dignity of the institution into question, it's incumbent upon all of us to act to defend it. The representative from the northwestern part of the Mat-Su calls into question the character of women from rural Alaska and offended the dignity of all women.
Eastman says his comments weren't intended to blame any woman or group. Other legislators described his remarks as racist and misogynistic.
I did not want them to be used in any way that would hurt anyone. I understand that people were hurt by them, and I'm very sorry that I said them. I'm very sorry that people were hurt.
Members from both the mostly Democratic majority and the Republican minority condemned Eastman's comments. No one wants to buy the state ferry Taku, so officials are lowering its price. Alaska Marine Highway System took the 54-year-old ship out of service almost 2 years ago. Officials put it up for sale in March with a minimum price of $1.5 million, but no one responded by Tuesday's deadline. Spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says the new minimum bid is $700,000. She says officials wanted to cut the price in half, plus a little more. Washington State is taking legal action against the U.S. government after a tunnel full of radioactive waste collapsed Tuesday at the Hanford nuclear site. Washington Department of Ecology Director Maya Bellin called the incident alarming and said state officials need to hold the feds accountable to clean up the site. She said the U.S. Department of Energy needs to immediately assess the integrity of the tunnels and fix them. Looking at weather, this afternoon, sunny with a high near 70 degrees. It's 66 degrees and mostly cloudy at Juneau International Airport.